From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When President Bush talks about immigration tonight, most people will think about immigrants from Latin America. But in northern New York, members of the growing Bosnian community say they share many of the same concerns as Mexicans and other Hispanic Americans. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has the story.
When Americans talk about immigration, they usually mean Hispanic immigration. But here in northern New York, the most visible group of foreign-born workers come from Bosnia in Eastern Europe. Dozens of families have settled in the small villages of the Adirondack Mountains, opening restaurants and businesses. Sylvia's is a small tailor shop in Saranac Lake.
I have a whole bunch of them.
Sam?
Owner Sylvia Sakumtunen is taking orders for alterations.
I have to use my fabric. It's going to be $10 for each.
Sylvia is a small woman, middle-aged, with bone-thin hands. She's different from a lot of immigrants in that she came to the U.S. as a refugee, fleeing the war that ripped Bosnia apart in the early 90s. She settled here as part of a fast-growing network of Bosnian families. Sylvia is a U.S. citizen now. This afternoon, her shop is busy with customers, but also with Bosnian friends and relatives who drop by to gossip and trade news. For these women, the immigration debate is personal.
If I'm working here 18 hours and working very hard, if I pay tax to government and I'm really good and I will give my life for this country, if I want to send tomorrow my son to the army, you know, why you will kick me out? Why you don't help me?
Yasmina Sukumjanin, Sylvia's sister, is also a U.S. citizen now, but says many Bosnian families share the same fears as the Hispanic protesters they see on television.
Like how I have my brother, and he's like 12 years in America, and he paid the taxes, he shouldn't go back.
Critics often focus on the fact that undocumented workers and the people who hire them are breaking the law. Sylvia Sukumchinen sees a distinction between illegal immigration and other crimes.
If we want somebody kicked out, that's going to be somebody who did something bad for this country. Like if you have criminal, if you kill somebody else, if you're using drugs, you have to be back to your own country.
The Sukumchinens support the idea of a guest worker program. They say they've proved themselves by putting in long hours, opening businesses, and creating jobs.
And it's like many people from Saranac Lake, they know who I am and they know how I work. I mean, they can see through us.
I'm proud to be a USA citizen. We love this country. We love this country, honestly, and my children love here. This is second home.
One thing is different here. Immigration is still far less common. Across New York State, 1 in 5 people are foreign-born. But in these rural villages, immigrants like the Sukumchinens make up only 4% of the population. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.